This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Breaking news, law enforcement nominations on social media by the president-elect. Kash Patel is the next FBI director. Patel held positions in intelligence and defense during the first Trump term. Mr. Trump confirming he'll fire the current FBI director, Christopher Wray. The president-elect also nominating Florida's Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Chronister for administrator of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Russia suddenly has to send its air force out to protect its longtime ally Syria. There's a new large-scale offensive by Syrian rebels in the biggest city, Aleppo, says ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
The rebels' gains appearing to reignite a civil war that never ended, beginning in 2011 after the Assad regime brutally cracked down on opposition protests. But the front lines have been largely frozen for years.
Relief organization Save the Children posting on social media it's outraged at the killing of a staff member in an Israeli air attack in Gaza. This is ABC News. Black Friday shopping set a record this year, with shoppers spending nearly $11 billion online, more than double for the same day in 2017, up over 10% compared to last year. Many more buying on their phones.
There's an impulse buying behavior that gets tapped into through mobile spending, and so that's really helped serve as a strong tailwind this season.
Adobe lead digital analyst Vivek Padilla. Shopping at local small retailers is urged every day after Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. They did a survey, says American Express Chief Marketing Officer Elizabeth Rutledge, whose company created the promotion.
95% of them said that they were really excited about the shopping season. And 85% of consumers said that they were going to shop small this local holiday.
Again, Amex created Small Business Saturday. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale now through Monday, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to hour number 2 of Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's kick the second hour off with a double dip of some poppy punk extraordinaire. It's Eddie A. Dynamite and All About That Girl. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Emotional help. When she calls you on the phone. together is running short. Good mom and dad are coming up the stairs. I never told you exactly what you mean to me. If I ever lost you, I'd lose my mind. Oh, find a real good magazine. My girlfriend, I think he's 23. My girlfriend, I think he's 23. My girlfriend, I think he's 43.
Eddie A. Dynamite on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Doing three from Eddie A. Dynamite because that last song is just 35 seconds long. Before that, a couple off their new album, Girlfriend on Page 43 and All About That Girl. If you don't know about Maximus, the Madison area Christmas compilation albums, they were done about 10 years ago by a bunch of bands here in Madison. Got together. They all covered like a song or did an original Christmas song. It's punk rock Christmas to the extreme. Highly worth listening to and endorsed by yours truly. How you doing? I am Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't have the app, make sure you grab the app right now and put it on your phone. You can take Civic Media wherever you go. The app is available at your favorite app store or at civicmedia.us. Coming up this hour, I got double dips from Mickey Magnum. We'll do some American Dead as well. Terry Barr is going to check in. She has a great interview with Molly Fish from the Civil Engineers and local owner of a bookstore here in Madison. Terry will have all the details for you that coming up after 7:30. As you know, I'm a huge Something to Do fan. Their latest album, Here Comes the Panic, is now available on vinyl. Ooh, I'm going to stock my stuffing with that for sure. They're also going to be at the High Noon Saloon on December 6th with Mustard Plug. Here's their latest song, Sweet Caffeination. Something to Do on Max Inc. Radio.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Save my soul. gonna save my soul. And I still believe in rock and roll. And I still believe that rock's gonna steal the show. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those memories. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those memories.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the master of mayhem himself, Mickey Magnum there, and Stand Tall, I Still Believe in Rock and Roll, both of those songs from his latest release. Unfortunately, no shows on the books for Mickey. Hopefully, sometime soon, he'll book some shows, and we get to see him live. I'm Jimmy Kay, hanging out with you on a Saturday evening. Thank you for tuning in and your support of the local music scene across the state of Wisconsin. Terry Barr is going to check in just a couple of minutes with a great interview with Molly Fish from the Civil Engineers. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall here in Madison. Cat and kitten adoptions, plus organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. It's Noah's Ark Pet Center in Madison at Northgate Mall. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now three Madison locations on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's Mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Original local music from Wisconsin, Saturday night. It must be Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, the holiday season is officially underway, and we recommend gifting great local music. Or how about a great book? Terry Barr sat down and talked with musician Molly Fish to learn about her local bookstore and why she loves both reading books and writing songs and how they go together.
Song we are listening to is Stay Down. This is by the Civil Engineers and lead singer Molly Fish.
Wow, Molly has quite the unique story to share with us. First of all, thanks for being here, Molly.
Hi, Terry. Always great to talk to you.
We will get into your unique story in just a second. But first, what can you tell me about Stay Down?
Well, this song was written primarily by Kyle Wrightley, a fabulous local musician and our guitar player in the Civil Engineers. And he had a couple of lyrics he liked, but then he left the rest of it up to me. I decided to make this song about a woman fighting to get to the top, and she's being told to stay down, and so she starts telling everybody else, no, you better stay down.
It's funny because it leads perfectly into what we're going to be talking about now. You opened a bookstore. So here we're talking about writing and reading. Why was this a dream of yours?
I have always loved books and reading, but I would either be sitting and reading and you can't talk to me, or I would be like on stage, you know, showman, singing, performing. Those were like my two vibes. I had always dreamed of owning a bookstore as I became involved in small businesses. I worked at a lot of bookstores, and it was just kind of like a pipe dream of like, but you know, the pandemic changed a lot of things for a lot of people, and it changed how we thought about our lives and what we do every day. Really realized I want to love what I do every single day. I opened Lake City Books in April of 2023. It honestly surpassed my wildest dreams.
There is a recent survey that shows print books are making a comeback. What are you seeing in your store, Molly?
Here's what is happening. We are on our screens so often. We work on our screens. Students and young people study and learn on their screens. So if you want to read a book, it's like how records came back, except books are even more resilient as a medium and as a thing that people love and want to keep and want to collect. Like the item itself has become something. Even among young women, I think is like one of the biggest trends, and which is so exciting to me. Yeah. They're reading romance books just unapologetically. They're reading fantasy and getting into, like dragons and talking about books on TikTok and social media. And the fact that that's the thing that a lot of young people are talking about is incredible. And I always try to encourage that. I'm like, I don't care what you're reading. If you're reading romance, that's great. Get in the habit of reading. Have books in your life.
I'm talking with Molly Fish, fabulous musician and owner of Lake City Books. Do you have any personal reading goals that you're trying to meet right now? And it sounds like you read a lot of the books that are in your bookstore.
I try to read very diversely, specifically so that I can recommend things to a wide variety of people. So my goal is always 52 books a year. I need to read at least one book a week. I've already hit 52 for this year.
Oh, wow.
So now everything is just gravy.
We are going to end this with the song Strawberry Waffles. Tell us about this one, Molly.
It's like a little revenge story. So the chorus is, my mama told me that I had a taste for blood. When they let me write the lyrics and the vocals, sometimes that's just what comes out.
Molly Fish, she is a reader. She is a bookstore owner. She's a writer and a musician. So let's take a listen to Strawberry Waffles. Molly Fish, thanks so much.
Thank you, Terry.
When I was a young girl, he's pretty handy. Thank you.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
me, baby.
Don't you know
that you drive me crazy?
Don't say no.
I'll wait until the end of time. Do you love me, baby?
Don't you know
that you drive me crazy?
Don't say no.
I'll wait until the end of time. This backseat heartbeat,
it could be you and me.
This backseat heartbeat,
I'd wait an eternity.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, doing a double dip of The American Dead, Backseat Heartbeat, Goner before that. And thanks to Terry Barr and Molly Fish for the wonderful conversation. You could catch that podcast later in the week at maxincradio.com. I'm Jimmy Kay. Music on the way, or double dips on the way. From 7,000 Apart, we'll do some People Brothers Band and Jaden James coming up shortly. Right now, let's do a double dip of work. This is Embers. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
But the hands don't move, waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire and recall a tune. Coils wrapped its coils around my head, a snake with tail untold, swallowing my memory and knowledge that I'd had before.
Counter.
counterclockwise. Unpinned verses, invisible eye. Wind sparks embers. Wind sparks embers. Wind sparks embers. Embers. Embers.
We'll be right back.
a square. Trying to be round, unfair, but you don't care. Catch your stare, tell everyone it's going down. Ah, it's going down. Ah. Just like cement sticks to steel, we've hardened over time. Eating rust, sipping bolts, dream of strawberry wine. Where were you? Where was I? We saw the end of time. Where were you? Where was I? When there was nowhere left to hide. Nowhere left to hide. Nowhere left to hide. You were here, there, everywhere. Life's a bear. Trying to slim down. Cold, then light the flare. Hot enough to burn.
It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.